Andy, what were your impressions of playing under the roof the first time? And what was it like to play in a monsoon?
Is that what was happening?
That was definitely what was happening. A deluge.
Yeah, I mean, at first we didn't know if there was just more people who'd come in at the change of ends, but then kind of realized quickly it was raining outside, and I mean, it's tough. You couldn't really hear the ball at all, which makes it tricky. But yeah, I mean, we're lucky that we get to play under the roof, because otherwise be no tennis right now. So it's good for everyone.
After the match was over, I saw you staring up at the stats. What were you most pleased with?
I mean, I hit quite a lot of winners, and although first serve percentage wasn't great, I won a lot of points behind my second serve, which is always important at this level. It's an important stat, so that's been good the first two rounds. Would have liked to have maybe made a few more first serves, but, you know, again, it is a little bit different serving under the roof, a little bit heavier conditions, so something maybe need to adjust the next time I'm under here.
Tell me about the 5-3 and 5-4 games. 23 minutes and a ton of set points. What was it like mentally putting through those two games?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough, obviously. I mean, had it gone to 5-5, then the first set becomes, you know, a really tough one. And, you know, all the pressure's on me at the end of that set, having led 5-2 and had a bunch of set points. But, you know, thankfully I got through that 5-4 game, and then the momentum was back with me and played well at the end. But, you know, it's tough. He's a very tricky guy to play against. You know, good hands up at the net made it tough for me, so glad I managed to get through in three sets.
Okay, I could ask you about your next opponent. I'm throwing that out the window. I look over your box. How come immediately after it's over, Lendl is gone in 2 seconds?
Well, pretty much everyone's gone from my box. They obviously have heard me talk enough over the years, probably too much during the matches as well, so they just want to get off, and I don't know what they're doing right now, but they never hang around for the interviews.